And good morning and welcome to Speak Out for this Tuesday, the 17th of October. Hi there, I'm Kevin Shepherdson and Joe Cooley is along. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Great, great weather we have, and it's just perfect.
I love
it. It's just perfect.
I get to wear my cool clothes now.
Oh, yeah. And it's great to have LaTanya Landry here from the Main Street Association. We're talking about Fright Night coming up on Halloween.
Oh, that's going to be exciting.
We've got a caller already. Do you
wow.
believe it or not?
That's fast.
Let's go to the phones. That was... Well, mistake, I guess.
Maybe there is a fan base out there. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, in Lake Havasu City, coming up on Halloween, the Main Street Association is going to be doing another year of Fright Night.
And this has been going on for a long time.
It has, it has. LaTanya, you've been with them, gosh, how many years now?
I've been involved in Fright Night actively for two and then for about five now.
Oh, gosh, that's quite some time. Now, this is a terrific location. Kevin, we were just talking before we came on there. This is an opportunity for families to bring their children out, especially the little ones, early on in the evenings with all of the different things that they have going on, because it's a very safe environment. And this is going to be on McCulloch Boulevard. It will... they're going to shut down the street, right? They're going to be shutting down the street of McCulloch?
They are, from Smoke Tree all the way to Acoma.
That's terrific. Now, there's a lot of businesses that are going to be participating this year. We were just speaking about how many. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 businesses right
just
now.
Just about, yeah. We're right up there more than last year, so that's super exciting.
Now, we're also looking for some volunteers to get the word out about the things that are happening out there. Let's tell them a little bit more about what's happening on Main Street with Fright Night coming up on Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st.
Well, there's a few different ways you can get involved. One is what is the heart of Fright Night is for businesses, organizations, or groups to put out a table and hand out candy. That's what the kids come for. And so if you are a business group or organization want to get involved, you can go ahead and call Carol Coleman at 928-680-6449 and ask how to get involved. Another way is for volunteers. We can always use volunteers for anything from, you know, setup, cleanup, just being there for maybe lost kids or passing out candy at the booths. That's a great way. Or just to donate some candy. You can drop off some candy at Scoops or to Carol at Carol Accounting in the Scoops hallway. That's another really great way.
Well, you mentioned also that with the volunteers, with setting up and cleaning up, again, just to give you that phone number, if you want to be involved with this year's Fright Night, reach out to Carol Coleman. She is able to get you the information and get you all squared away with helping out with Fright Night this year on McCulloch Boulevard for Halloween. Her phone number, again, 680-6449. Again, 680-6449. And if you've got your email handy and you're on the computer, that's FrightNightHavasu@gmail.com. FrightNightHavasu@gmail.com. Now, you had also mentioned that the businesses were out there. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 businesses that are out there. They're going to have tables set all the way up and down McCulloch Boulevard. Is that right?
That's correct.
Now, they'll be passing out candy in each one of these places. We'll have wrapped candy, but if another business is out there and you're looking to get involved, again, the same person they could reach out to is Carol Coleman at 680-6449 for any of the businesses. There's plenty of room for more businesses on McCulloch Boulevard because they're going to be closing off the street from Smoke Tree all the way up to Acoma. So, again, this will be a very safe environment, and you shouldn't have to worry too much about the kids getting lost or wandering around out there. The volunteers will also be in charge of corralling some of the kids if they wander off the trail.
Absolutely, yes, and we have two wonderful groups already that have volunteered, the Civitan group of Lake Havasu and also Civil Air Patrol. Those gentlemen and ladies will be out helping too.
Now, we were just talking about wandering around. There's something, can you tell us a little bit about the graveyard walk that's happening this year?
This is something we started last year, and it was a pretty big hit. It's super fun. At the downtown park, we are setting up a graveyard. So there's going to be last year we had some really fun gravestones, headstones. And so that's another way if your business or group or any person wants to put a fun gravestone, we'll definitely include it. But it's all dark and spooky and, you know, spiderwebby and fun to go walk through and take pictures.
Well, that's what's so nice about this with a safe environment. And the hour is also to let people know, well, we know where it's going to be at, and we know when. It's October 31st. It's Tuesday night on McCulloch Boulevard between Smoke Tree and Acoma. But it's also going to be between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So during those 4 hours, kids and families will be able to bring them out. And they're also going to be able to take advantage of some other things that are going to be out there on the strip. I think you said there's going to be multiple bounce houses out there for the little ones.
Yes, all up the street. There's going to be games. A couple of groups are putting on some fun games, dance groups. There's, and again, the graveyard walk and tons of candy.
Now, what is the what are the dance groups? You said something about Thriller, kind of like that that music video from way back when.
Yeah, there's some groups that put on, and they've been doing it every year, the Thriller dance. I'm not sure exactly what dances they're going to put on this year, but they have some fun ghouls and goblins out there doing some choreographed things with music, and also belly dancers, too. They'll be out there as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's another. Now, there's going to be lots of food, too, for adults. So if you're diabetic and you've got an issue with having all that candy around you, there's going to be people out there with food also.
There's going to be a couple food vendors, yes. There's going to be the Lemon, Mr. Lemonade, and there's going to be the Popcorn Gals are going to be out there on the street. And, of course, we don't want to forget all the businesses on Main Street, that all the fun restaurants and places to get refreshments.
Well, we would like to encourage families to bring the little ones out early on in the evening. They have lots of things for them to do. There's lots of games. There's going to be the bounce houses. And so for some of the older kids and some of the adults, they might really get a kick out of the graveyard walk.
Yes.
It's going to be happening. Now, that's occurring at the old, what do we call that park over there now, Kevin?
Well, it was called Springbird McAndrew Park, but they call it Downtown Park.
The Downtown Park. Mm-hmm. Now, it's starting to stick. We'll see if we can get people to understand that. So
No Name Park.
The No Name Park. It's actually kind of a good. That actually sounds kind of cool, really. The No Name Park. That actually. Hey, you might have just coined a new phrase, Kevin.
Well,
I think I like that.
I do whatever I can.
Now, LaTanya, again, we want to let everybody know about this. If you have any questions, you can give us a quick phone call, 854. What's our phone number again? 854?
854-5687.
5687.
854-KNTR.
Now,
real easy.
This is the Main Street Association that's been putting this on year after year, and LaTanya is going to be out there. But again, if you want to get involved with this, Carol Coleman is the person to contact when we go off air. Her phone number, 928 locally, 680-6449. Again, 680-6449. If you're a business or a volunteer that'd like to get out there and help out, or you'd like to donate some candy, reach out. Let them know what's going on. Let's see. What other information can we tell them?
They probably could use more candy, too.
More candy.
It sounds like there's, you know,
well, yeah,
unbelievable amounts out there, but they need some more, I imagine.
They're going to need upwards of what per table? Each table should have somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000.
Minimum of, I would say, minimum of 2,000 to 2,500. I mean, the Fright Night, they pull in, you know, a good 5,000 people every year. So
wow,
yeah,
and
a lot of people.
When you're looking at 80 different tables out there and at 2,000 a table, oh my gosh, that's almost we're approaching a quarter million pieces of candy. Oh, the doctors and dentists are going to be happy.
Oh,
there should be some dental sponsors out there, I would think. You know, that'd definitely be great for them. Any other information we could share with them this afternoon, LaTanya?
Well, I just know that we put some flyers all around town.
Yeah, it is morning.
But also, too, the kids that go to every school in town will get a little flyer as well. So if parents, you know, need reminders, you know, watch for those coming home from the kids.
Okay. And what about parking? Like, there's going to be a lot of people coming down there. Is there any suggestions where people might want to park at?
You know, that's always a big topic whenever there's anything downtown. But there's plenty of parking. There's that new parking lot I don't know the exact location.
That new park.
Yeah, the one that's behind.
Probably close by the No Name.
Yeah, by the No Name Park, yes. And, of course, behind all the businesses, there's a ton of parking. Albertsons, there's, you know, up above Smith's. I mean, and, you know, that's. So there's plenty of parking. You might have to walk a little bit, but, you know, it's a walking night. So
those of you coming in from out of town, I know sometimes we've got people from Kingman, Yucca, Bullhead that might be coming out here. It's, again, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Bring the little ones out. It's going to be a safe environment. It's going to be terrific. If you'd like to put a booth out and you're a business or somebody that wants to be involved, again, reach out to Carol Coleman, 680-6449, or send an email to her, frightnighthavasu@gmail.com. That's Gmail. frightnighthavasu@gmail.com. Parents, all you need to do, just to let you know, we don't want to leave you out because this is all about you and the kids. All you're going to need to do is bring the costumes and the kids down. find a parking spot and come on down and have a great time.
Mm-hmm, you betcha. And one thing, too, you know, it used to be it started at 6, and we've put it back an hour for the families who have littles, because it's not as crowded right at first, and that's something too that a lot of people get nervous about, bringing their littles when there's so many people. So, you know, if you do have littles,
it's also a little brighter.
Yes, definitely lighter.
Because some of the little kids do, they still get freaked out.
Yeah, they do. Actually, they do. And so, yeah, so the earlier, the better for the little guys.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Again, the information is going to be circulating to the schools here in Lake Havasu. You've got Carol Coleman to reach out to if you want to volunteer. You have a business and you'd like to put a table out, or you'd like to volunteer and donate some candy or help with the setup or cleanup. Call Carol Coleman, 680-6449. LaTanya Landry? Yes, one more thing.
One more thing, too, that I almost forgot is Interagency is going to have a spot right at Smoke Tree, and we do it every year, but it's a food bank drop-off, too. So if you want to bring down any...
donate food as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let them know again where that location is at.
That's right at Smoke Tree in Acoma.
Tree and Acoma. Interagency is going to have a food bank drop-off, so yes. if you're able to, bring some canned goods down or something like that, non-perishable
items. I'm sorry, Smoke Tree and... McCulloch.
Smoke Tree and McCulloch.
Yeah, that
was okay, there we go.
That didn't make sense.
Physically, I was trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, that might be a little difficult. Okay, interagency out there. Thank you so much this afternoon. LaTanya Landry from Main Street Association. Fright Night, October 31st. Be there, be square.
Well, you know what? You have to talk about it being morning, because we still are in the 11 o'clock hour, so we're not at noon yet. Okay, anyway, so LaTanya, thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Peek Out is brought to you by Patio Paradise, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Sam Shooter's Emporium, Interstate Batteries, Shagru's Family of Restaurants, Bradley Ford, and Herb's Herbs. Okay, we are back. We have a couple of new folks in here in the studio. Hi there. It's a Tuesday, and we are just getting started. From River Cities United Way, we have Linda Merritt. Hi, Lynn. Let's see if I can turn up your microphone. Ow. There we go.
Am I here now?
Oh,
there
you are.
I'm here now.
Welcome back.
Now I'm officially here.
That's right, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good.
Robert, yeah, we've also got Robert in here from United Way. Robert Starkey, the marketing director.
Yep.
Jack of all trades, master of so many with his different hats. You guys are all over the place all throughout the year. I know that we've got to hurry up with you also, Lynn. You've got to run because you've got an event you've got to get involved with. Well, not an event necessarily, but you've got to go deal with some United Way business.
I do, yes. I got to go tour one of our partner agencies. It's allocations time, and we're looking how to divvy out the money, and I've got volunteers that are meeting me at a site, so I need to be there, so I'm going to sneak out early. But I'll leave you, Robert. You guys can beat him up. Sufficiently.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit later about the Touch a Truck thing that's coming up pretty soon. But, Lynn, you were going to tell us some stories and regale us with some tales of United Way and some of the things that were happening.
Well, I was actually going to tell you about Touch a Truck.
Oh, we were going to open with that. Pardon me.
Leave me something to talk about, Lynn.
I will. Well, you don't know my story.
Okay.
I mean, well, you do, but you probably wouldn't tell it as well as I would.
No.
So I figured I would start with that story because people have asked, how did Touch a Truck come about or why? Why is it here in Havasu? Several years ago, I went to visit my girlfriend that lives in Flagstaff, and I left her at my will, and I said, whatever you guys want to do for the weekend, I'm here to just tag along with you. So she dragged me, along with her two little boys and her husband, to an event in Flagstaff called Touch a Truck. The city put it on. They brought out all kinds of different vehicles. Her husband actually had some fun different names that are not appropriate for a live radio show. So we'll just leave it at that. And it was one of the most fun experiences I've ever been through, because as we walked around from, we went, you know, inside a city bus, and the kids sat inside a police car, and they had the bomb robot out, and we got to go into a police vehicle that had a hole in the top where you could stick your head out. It was an armored vehicle of some sort, and each time we went around to each vehicle, her littlest boy was not very big. We were taking his pictures in front of the tires, so you could see how big these vehicles were in perspective to a small child. And just to see the joy on the kids' faces as they got to climb into the vehicles and talk to the people that operated the vehicles, and I thought, we need something like this in Havasu.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't exactly sure how we were going to make it work until I was going through the leadership program, and I was sitting inside our police department's SWAT vehicle. Now, there's not much to the vehicle itself, but to feel like I had the power, and I was sitting inside of the SWAT truck was a really cool feeling. Yeah, and I thought, you know, this isn't just for kids. This is really for kids of all ages. And the first year that we ran Touch a Truck, one of the ladies I'd been through the leadership program, she had little boys in her little cart, you know, and she comes by me and she's like, I'm so glad you put this on. And I'm like, what was your favorite thing? She goes, the Walmart truck. She goes, did you know in those semi-trucks, they have a cab in the back with a bed? She goes, he's got a bed and a TV and a refrigerator. She's like, I know, I'm going to park one of those on the side of my house, and when it's time for me to take a nap, I'm going to completely escape. And she floored me. She absolutely floored me, because I never thought Touch a Truck would be as much fun for the parents as it was for the kids. And so I believe this is our fourth one. Does that
this
sound right?
This is our fifth one.
This is our fifth one. Okay.
Yeah, we started our first one in 2011, and we're bringing this one back. We skipped a year last year because of all the other things we had going on. And we weren't sure if this was something that we were going to continue, but we had a lot of people that reached out to us and said, we want this to come back, so we're glad to bring this back.
Yeah.
Well, this is pretty exciting. You know, it's when you think about a child with their imagination, you know, we're all just kids at heart, but when I was a kid, I used to watch a show on television. It was called BJ and the Bear, and that was this really cool guy with a truck driver, and he drove around with a monkey. And it's, now, for those of you that haven't ever heard of this program, I got to tell you, it was actually a pretty cool thing. It was like all of the days of Chips and Fantasy Island.
Yep.
This was, I think, back in the 70s and 80s when this program was going on. But, you know, these are the things that inspire imagination and inspiration in the children, and it really lets them think about all the different opportunities that are out there for them to be involved with, you know, with the medical or the firemen or a policeman or the utility guys with some of their trucks. They're really impressive.
They are.
They've got the big bucket trucks. They go way up high in the sky. And you see the guys, even just, you know, the guys that are doing your concrete.
Yep.
It's amazing. They've got these giant big trucks. You know, they're spinning the concrete in the back, how that works. It reminds me of Mike Rowe in Dirty Jobs.
Yeah,
how
right.
We always go out to all these different locations. And just even adults found that absolutely fascinating. So are we looking for any more people, though, that people have some interesting trucks or vehicles? I know that there's somebody here in town that has some so we have some people with some very interesting vehicles in the tri-state area. But I've seen some of these people with these World War II kind of amphibious vehicles. Some of the guys here in Lake Havasu on the south side, he's been trucking around with this thing. I don't know if anybody knows that guy or
reach
who's
out
got
to him.
That.
Stop him in a stoplight or something.
Catch the rubber ducky and let him know about Touch a Truck.
Right.
Or anybody who's got some really interesting large vehicles that they could bring over for this still, right? Don't
so,
we still have some
well,
time?
Yeah, we do have room, correct,
yes.
Robert?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Robert's been our main facilitator this year pulling everything together, so
we'll
I wanted to make sure.
That.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we had room before we put that request out there. Sure. But one of the things I'm very careful when I talk to people about is this is not a car show. This is not, so if you don't want people touching your vehicle, this is not where you want to be.
Right.
But if you want to share your vehicle and you want other people to see it and you're okay with kids climbing through it and people sitting in the driver's seat, yeah, we want you. We want you to come out and bring your vehicle. This is your opportunity to show it off.
This is going to be all about community. Now, since we're talking about Touch a Truck, and I know you're limited on time before we cut into our nudge break, how much time have we got, Kevin, before we cut out here?
Well, Joe, we should probably take a break in about 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple of minutes here, Lynn, before we go to our next break. Some more points we want to highlight about Touch a Truck or...
Oh,
well, no, like I said, save me something.
Save Robert. All right. Now, you know, with United Way, maybe we could tell people in a little soundbite here what United Way does for the River Cities.
We are a local nonprofit. We cover all of Mojave County, La Paz County, Needles, California, Laughlin, Nevada. Our primary fundraising is workplace donations. We go into 160 in Havasu, about 300 through the county. And those workplaces allow us to talk to the employees. The employees make a payroll deduction. When we pull all that money in, we put it together, and then we give it back out into the community through partner agencies. They apply through an application process. Our volunteers go out and speak with them. and then that money gets back into the community so we can help people that are struggling.
We keep it all locally. And, you know, I hear the music. We're queued up. We thank you for your time. We're going to finish up the rest of the hour with Robert Starkey, the marketing director. We're going to dig down a little bit more into Touch the Truck and... hang tight.
We'll dig down a lot into the touch.
Getting deep.
You know, I want to let people know about the tax credit that they also do, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit when we come back with United Way. That'd be fantastic. Lynn, thank you very much for being on this morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back on the air here on this Tuesday. Hi there, I'm with Joe Cooley, and this is Kevin Shepherdson, Bob Starkey, or Robert Starkey.
Robert, yep.
You go by that. And they're from River City's United Way, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but we do want to talk about our community calendar stuff on this Tuesday morning. Coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, it's the Chamber Mixer at Anderson Chrysler, 3929 North Highway 95 from 5 till 7 in the evening. $5 for chamber members, $10 all others. There's going to be lots of food and beverages there. Should be a lot of fun. Coming up on Thursday, it's the Run to the Sun Thursday night cruise on McCulloch Boulevard. It is from 5 to 9 p.m. There will be hundreds of classic cars and rods on Main Street. By the way, the Run to the Sun Show and Shine starts on Friday, and that goes Friday and Saturday. I have some armbands to give away right now.
Oh, nice.
If you want to go to the car show or the Show and Shine and whatever they call it, the Run to the Sun, give me a call at 854-5687, 854-KNTR, and you'll get some armbands to go to the show. Okay?
Well, that didn't take long.
Okay.
They want to go.
Yeah, we just give stuff away periodically.
Let's find out who wants to go, Kevin.
Wait, and where are they from?
Well, I'll call you. You're on the air.
This is calling.
Hi there. I was calling about the
Run tickets
on armband.
All right. You are a winner.
Where's this caller from? Caller, where are you
from?
I'm Havasu.
Okay.
Oh, nice, nice. Local.
All right. What's your name?
Mike Wallace with 60 Minutes, CBS News.
Okay. Hi, Mike.
Hey, you know, we are
don't
getting our name.
Don't look at my glasses. That's where the cameras are hidden.
Oh, we are getting our name out there. We are soon to be syndicated.
Okay, I got your name on the armbands. You're good to go.
Hey, okay, so I can pick those up anytime then?
Yeah. You bet.
You know where the station's at?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Congratulations,
thanks,
buddy.
Mom.
Have a great time. Thanks for listening to Speak Out.
All right.
All right. Well,
that was great.
That didn't take long. Okay, so we know people are listening, so we better let people know about what we're doing. I guess we better get back to work around here.
Okay, let's do that.
Now, we've got Robert Starkey in here this afternoon from United Way.
This morning.
You
say that just about every time.
You know, the funny thing is today I'm doing it today, and you know this is why, is in the back of my mind I know that Speak Out, our hours are changing in a couple of weeks. We're going to be going to that. What is it, fall forward, spring forward? Arizona, we never change time.
We
don't time change, but our show does. Speak Out time change is going to be falling forward in an hour from 12 to 1 starting in the next couple of weeks. So I want to let listeners know about that, and that's one of those reasons why I've been intentionally.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right.
Our time will
change.
Such a pro. Absolutely. That's our cue into that. And speaking about things that are coming up right around the corner now, we've got October 28th, the Touch a Truck with United Way sponsoring that. And we were just talking a little bit about that with Lynn. Now, Robert, tell us a little bit more about this. We were going to talk about United Way, what it is, why they're doing it, but we want to get the information out about Touch a Truck right away.
Okay. So Touch a Truck is on Saturday, October 28th. It's the same day as the London Bridge Day's parade. We know that there's a lot of parents who go down and take their kids out to the parade and sit on McCullough and watch all the different floats and stuff as they go down, the different activities going on down there. And we were looking for something to fill the schedule afterwards for the parents to bring their kids to.
and we decided we would run our event immediately following. So we're going to be starting at noon, and we'll be finishing it up at around 5 p.m. right as it starts to get dark.
Now, it's going to be located where?
It's down at Windsor 4, which is right behind the swap meet area.
Okay.
So we're going to have everybody park in the parking lot right across from Shea Bones and in that parking lot area as well, and they can walk right across. There's some gate entry, and they'll come right through the entrance that we'll have clearly marked for them, and they'll be welcomed right into the event.
So if you're not too familiar with where Shea Bones is, a landmark for this to get over there, I would say right at the London Bridge where it crosses over the highway. You've got a street.
I would
say
more
and out over there.
Mesquite.
That's
yeah.
The street in front of the bridge. The
on the north side of the bridge.
The north side of the bridge.
So
and
if
the
they
highway.
Go down Mesquite, they're going to be passing In-N-Out Burger, and it'll take them down and around into the Shea Bones parking lot.
Lakeside of the highway,
that's,
folks.
That's correct, where yes. They do the swap meet, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're going to be in the Windsor area.
You're going to, okay, correct.
So that's called Windsor 4 is what they call that.
That's beachfront property, actually, isn't it?
It is.
There? That's
going
to be really
yes.
Nice. So right as the sun's setting from 12 to 5,
uh-huh.
And this is directly preceding London Bridge Days, and one of the things that you're going to be
no,
doing.
No, it's not preceding. It's after the
Reseeding.
Reseeding. after that, after the London Bridge Days parade.
Right.
Right at the very end, one of the things that you're going to use to get their attention is there's going to be a smash a vehicle.
Smash a car. Now, here's the cool thing is we actually have a spot in the parade. Our tow truck guy from Camel Towing is going to be towing the smash a car that everybody's going to be smashing up. We're going to have some people walking from United Way. They're going to be walking down alongside of the car and passing out these cool little flyers that will entitle anyone who receives one, who's lucky enough to get one. Hopefully we have enough for everyone who wants one, to get a free two whacks at the car. and so they can bring that coupon with them down to Touch Truck and take a couple whacks at the car for free.
Get your frustrations out.
It is. It's a great yeah. Frustration reliever. So that's one of our main highlights of our Touch a Truck event, and another one is called our Diamond Dig.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, so they can take a spade, pretty much, or a little shovel, and put it into a sifter and sift through the sand and see if they win a gem. And if they win a gem that's provided by Crown Jewels, they can keep the gem, and they will also be entered into the main drawing for a bigger diamond. And I'm not sure what the value of that is going to be quite yet, but it's pretty nice diamond that they give you.
Oh, well, if you're looking at getting engaged, you might want to head down to the Diamond Dig and
right.
Get a couple of tickets for that and have a good time. Take a date down there, maybe your future fiancé, future wife, or anniversary gift, because there's going to be a smash-a-car down there, too. That thing, it's called what do we call it?
Smash-a-car.
Smash-a-car down there. Now, I've talked with a couple of people about this who got really excited. Somebody said that, can you paint one of the NFL football flags on the side? Or put a picture of Kaepernick.
Wow. Figure out where everybody's anger and
hatred
yeah, starts,
right? Yeah, I think there's been a couple of people that
there's
have
been some teams that have traded.
Looking to see about that, absolutely.
Well, one of the main things I really want to point out is the event itself is free. So come on down. It doesn't cost you a dime to get in to check out these different vehicles that are there. And I know you're wanting to know about some of the different vehicles that are there, and Lynn talked about some of the emergency vehicles. So we're going to have Lake Havasu City Police Department is bringing out some of their vehicles. Fire Department's bringing out an engine. We're going to have River Medical's bringing out an ambulance, possibly their boat as well. And Mojave County Sheriff's is going to be there with a couple vehicles and their boat. And what's funny is some of these are in the parade, so they're going to travel all the way down McCullough, go all the way down Mesquite and into the parade, right down to the Touch a Truck event. So
Windsor.
Down to Windsor 4, yeah. So they're going to be making their quick entry and right before we open the gates, and we'll get those people in there. But in addition to the emergency vehicles, there's going to be construction vehicles, there's cranes, there's all kinds of different types of vehicles, and hopefully with the work of Joe Cooley, who made our plug earlier, we'll get some other cool cars.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And if you're interested in bringing a cool car down, please reach out to me. Our number at United Way is 928-855-6333. I'll repeat that. It's 928-855-6333. You can also reach us via the web at rcuw.org.
Now, that's really important. So those people that are listening who are outside of Lake Havasu, whether they're in Kingman, Bullhead, Yucca, and the surrounding territories,
mm-hmm.
If you've got something that's really unique that you don't mind some kids crawling around on and taking a look at, for this event with Touch a Truck, reach out to United Way. We'd really love to showcase it and get in touch with Robert Starkey with United Way about Touch a Truck, because there I know that there's all kinds of fantastic classic vehicles that are really unique around here. I know some people have these aquatic ones. And we've got some great sponsors that are going to be involved with this, too.
We do. We want to thank Lake Havasu State Park. They're giving us the property to do it on. That's Windsor 4. So, Lake Havasu State Park, thank you. We got Camel Towing providing the Smash a Car to us. So, thank you, Camel Towing. Crown Jewels is doing the Diamond Dig. So, we thank them for their contribution to our event. We also have Unisource Energy Services, Fox Media, and, of course, our favorite, one of our favorites, Radio Central.
I knew that was coming.
Thank you. You know, it is a fantastic thing. And, you know, speaking of sponsors, I know that we're going to be taking a moment here to thank some of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So that you can hear some of them at our next commercial break. Folks, when you hear our program and you hear what's happening and you like what's what you're hearing on our program, thank the sponsors. Give them your business. Give them a handshake. Let them know you appreciate their sponsorship of our program, because we appreciate you and the community. And this is your platform, Speak Out.
And let them know that you heard about them on Speak Out, so they know that their money is going towards a good value.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, it sounds like I think we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Robert Starkey of United Way River Cities.
I want to give away some tickets.
Oh, great.
Coming up on Sunday, an American Celebration with Symphonic Winds is at the Lake Havasu High School Performing Arts Center at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you'd like to go, I have a couple of tickets for you right now. 854-5687, 854-KNTR. Speak Out is brought to you by Bradley Chevrolet, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer, making your technology work, Michael Allen Furnishings, and GDK CPA LLC. And we're back, and we want to give away some tickets. I mentioned the American Celebration with Symphonic Winds on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Lake Havasu High School Performing Arts Center. And I have two tickets that I have right in my hand, and we haven't had anybody call, so we want to make sure that you know that we want to give those tickets away. So give us a call at 854-5687, 854-KNTR. Also, I have four tickets to the Coyotes and Dallas Stars game, an NHL, four tickets for an NHL game in Phoenix Thursday.
It's like a family
this Thursday
pack.
At 7 o'clock. So if you can, you want to go to that game, give us a call.
All right. Four hockey tickets for Thursday night and two tickets for Symphonic Winds this coming Sunday. You know, I know Symphonic Winds. They're terrific. Great time. Really appreciate hearing their music out there. Hey, we're back with Robert Starkey here on Speak Out. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing terrific.
Now, what are we talking about today?
Well, we've been talking about Touch Truck and United Way in general. And for those that just tuned in, you missed out.
Oh, that's it. We're done. All right. Now, Touch a Truck. Listen, we've got a lot of really amazing things out there. This is sort of a family event, a community event that's happening right immediately after London Bridge Days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the parade, that is.
And that is October 28th. That's going to be on a Saturday. So London Bridge Days happens in the morning.
Kevin's brought up a good point. London Bridge Days is a sequence of events that happen throughout the whole weekend. We're talking about the parade.
The parade of London Bridge Days.
Yes.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Saturday, October 28th, from noon to 5 p.m., there's going to be a lot of vehicles that are going to be in this parade. They're going to be heading directly from the parade route down to Windsor Beach 4, which is off of London Bridge Road there, back behind In-N-Out and J-Bones and the Swap Meet parking lot in Lake Havasu.
Yep.
Easy to find. There'll be some signage out there. Lots of signage. Now, this is sort of a family thing, primarily intended for families, I would think, or is it not?
For everybody. I've heard great feedback from adults and such. I think one of the things that the adults like is that they can get in the police car
And then they can get back out without handcuffs or new bracelets.
No, that's extremely important. Now, these are going to have all these amazing exotic kinds of vehicles that people use, you know, like fire and rescue. Yep. And then you've got, I don't know if some of the SWAT vehicles, like, you know, those crazy-looking tank things or something.
I don't know. They got to keep those things available, you know.
Yeah.
In case
they can just roll out. They can just roll out.
Yeah.
Rolling.
Yeah.
Now, we're also looking for other people with really exotic, different, fascinating kinds of vehicles, sort of an odd jobs of vehicles out there. And if you happen to know somebody that's in our listening range out here that wants to be a part of this Touch a Truck,
yeah,
and bring their vehicle out there, something that they've got showcased, I don't know, they got deuce and a halves maybe. I don't know if anybody's bringing a deuce out there. But, you know, those big military vehicles, things like that, that would be fantastic. If you can, if you have somebody, if you have one yourself or if you know somebody in the neighborhood, give River Cities United Way a call, Robert Starkey. Their phone number is 855-6333. Is that right,
That's
Robert?
It.
855-6333. Okay, again, please get more trucks. The more stuff we have out here, the more interesting this will be
every year. Yeah, because this makes the event. It's called Touch a Truck.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we should just call it Touch a Vehicle. I mean, because there's so many different types of vehicles out there, and it's not just for trucks.
Well, there's really a lot of interesting vehicles. You know, I've always been interested. You know, I see the Unisource vehicles out there, I got to tell you. They're really big. They're pretty neat. The linemen go out there with these things. I've always kind of wanted to, you know, get a little closer and check them out, but it seems creepy, you know, if they're parked outside. They look at you sideways. But this is your opportunity, you know, as a regular guy, you know, and you've always just dug that kind of stuff. If you're a dude that played with Tonkas like myself,
right?
You know, you might really get into this out here. Now, I think Waste Management, I think are they going to have one of their new trucks out there yet?
Unfortunately, I was trying to get them to pull one of the new trucks. They said that it's not going to be available yet for this event, and they have something else going on, so this will be the first year that Waste Management will not be a part of our event.
I'm looking forward to see. So next year we're going to see. Well, we'll see their new trucks coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
They've got some new front end loaders out there.
Oh,
with the new cans.
These trucks that they have are amazing.
Yeah, they are pretty slick.
Yeah.
So we've got Touch a Truck. What is this all about? What's it for? Again, to remind people, we're not just doing something awesome in the community, but there's some good consequences.
Well, it's for people of all different sizes, the littles.
The little
as
littles.
They were saying earlier.
Yeah.
I love that. So littles all the way up to the big bigs, and everybody's invited, and it's free.
Now, this this is a free event, but this is part of what River Cities United Way does to help inspire community and bring people together.
It does. It brings people together. It gives us an avenue to communicate United Way's brand name and what we're doing, and we got all kinds of cool stuff for the promotional part of it. You know, we just started a new promotional video. In fact, if you haven't seen our new promotional video yet, we encourage you to go to our website, rcuw.org, and it's right there on the front page, rcuw.org, and check out our new promotional video. You'll learn more about United Way as a whole and what we're doing and the fundraising collaboration that we do with our community.
And also, just remember, if you've got a vehicle or you know somebody that's got a vehicle, just remember, hey, reach out to United Way. You can go to their website, rcuw, River Cities United Way, .org, or just, you know, get out the Yellow Pages. Do we still have Yellow Pages nowadays?
Yeah, I don't know.
411 information.
You don't need Yellow
People
pages.
Can reach out to you guys at 855-6333. Again, 855-6333. Now, there's going to be some sponsors that are out there. Camel Towing's bringing the Smash-A-Car through the parade route.
Uh-huh.
And people are going to be seeing the vehicle that they're soon to be smashing to bits
right out there.
And a lot of people are getting pretty excited about being able to take a sledgehammer. Are they going to be, what are they using? Sledgehammer?
Oh, there's all kinds. There's small hammers.
Implements of destruction.
There's small sledge. No hatchets. There's big sledgehammers. So, I mean, depending on the size of the person, the child or the adult.
Uh-huh. Now, the sledgehammer, now, is there limitations? Now, this is important to mention to some folks. They don't want to get their kids too excited. How young is too young for a kid to be out there doing
I don't really have an age limit. There's
no
minimum restrictions. I remember a couple years ago, I had my son out there, and I think he was about like 7 at the time, and he had a blast.
Arizona, land of the free, folks. Hey, it sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun out there smashing that vehicle to bits. It sounds... So primal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just smash your car.
You're hooked up on that.
Ah, I've got to tell you, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, down there at Windsor 4, October 28th from 12 to 5 p.m., what other stuff can we tell them about what's happening down there? There's going to be some other events or anything else that we should bring to light on this?
Yeah, we're looking to have a bounce house out there. We're going to have a guy that does, his name is... Vince Aiello, and his company is called Aiello Box of Magic, and he's going to come out there and do balloon animals.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And some magic for the kids. And so we got some side attractions and different things to keep the kids entertained outside of just the vehicles. And again, it's free, so there's no charge for that stuff.
Well, balloon animals, look, you had me at balloon animals, and I'm dead serious. All right. Nothing says fun and going out and having a great time with your gal than bringing home a balloon animal, right? You know you've got something. You've got a trophy to bring home. You've got something. Hey, what did you get today? Oh, I got that cool balloon animal, man. You can bring that into work the next day. That's great.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, Robert Starkey, you're with River Cities United Way. The things that you do, what does United Way do for the River Cities?
So a lot of what people think about us as a fundraising organization, and we're trying to change that thought. We are still a fundraising organization. We still go into businesses and represent our partner agencies. Some of our partner agencies that we have on board with us this year are like K-12 Foundation, Community Legal Services, NRA Agency, New Horizons, Lake Havasu City, Meals on Wheels. We've got all these, and that's just a couple of them, and I apologize for the ones I left out. I'm just going off the top of memory right at this moment. But these agencies couldn't go into these businesses, and if they did, it would take up a lot of time on these businesses' behalf to keep letting these different organizations come in and represent. So we go in as one big, huge unit. We represent these partner agencies. We explain that we're fundraising for them. And that money goes into our general fund that stays right here in Lake Havasu. So while we service a big territory, the money that's raised in Kingman stays in Kingman. The money that's raised in Bullhead stays in Bullhead. Havasu stays in Havasu. So these funds go back into these partner agencies, and it's decided by members of our community who decide how much funding that we've raised from the previous year goes into each organization.
You know, a lot of people are always concerned year after year, how much of my dollar goes into this or that. With United Way, I know I can speak to one example with the UPS, the guys that drive the big brown trucks all over, which they're actually going to have one of their vehicles out there for the kids to crawl on and check it out. I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of, oh gosh, I think 98 cents out of every penny of the dollar of theirs goes right back into Lake Havasu City.
Right.
And that is... that's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. That the dollars that people are raising through their workplace campaigns, like UPS, these are things that happen for your business. If you haven't been involved with UPS, or if you're concerned about these kinds of things, the funds that people are putting in go directly back into our community. And this is some of the things that have contributed to making Lake Havasu City and also our sister communities around here, which are fantastic. But the America's Best Community has been nominated number two in, across the nation, Lake Havasu City. And that carries over to our sister city, Kingman, Bullhead, Yucca. All these communities around here are right up there in the same ballpark in the neighborhood for the kinds of things that they do, because River Cities United Way reaches out to all of these people with problems throughout the River Cities and addresses those things that people find difficult to solve.
Right, right.
Now, some of the things that you do throughout the year, there is the Touch a Truck that's coming up October 28th, but there's some other functions and there's some other things that you guys do throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. We got Amazing Race for Impact coming up at the beginning of the year. We are going to be having a community-wide Day of Caring event coming up in about March. So we've got a lot of activities. We're all about getting the community together for different things, whether it be a fundraiser or just giving back to our community.
You've also got a dollar-for-dollar match, just like the school district does here in Lake Havasu Unified City, for the tax, offsetting your tax bill every year.
Right. So it's it was formerly called the...
it's your tax...
it's a tax credit.
A
it's
tax
basically
credit.
Like the school's tax credit. So if you end up... usually end up owing at the end of the year, you can give towards a tax credit, and then you can get that money back when you file your taxes towards the money that you would owe, so that way you owe less towards
right.
the end of the year.
If you owed $400 on your state taxes, you could donate the $400. It goes directly to impact agencies like interagency and K-12 right here in this particular city.
Right.
So that way it doesn't go to Phoenix. You keep it local, and that keeps our town growing.
Yep.
Any other stuff we could let people know about?
Right? I just really want to push them to our website. There's a lot of information, rcuw.org, and our phone number, 928-855-6333. Again, that's 928-855-6333.
And don't forget, October 28th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., right after the London Bridge Days Parade.
We'll see you there.
All right. We got to go.